Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Gin Palace by Emile Zola. Chapter 1. Gervaise. Gervaise had waited and watched for Lantier until 2 in the morning. Then, chilled and shivering, she turned from the window and threw herself across the bed, where she fell into a feverish doze with her cheeks wet with tears. For the last week, when they came out of the Voie de Tête, where they ate, he had sent her off to bed with the children, and had not appeared until late into the night, and always with the story that he'd been looking for work. This very night, while she was watching for his return, she fancied she saw him enter the ballroom of the Grand Balcon, whose 10 windows, blazing with lights, illuminated, as with a sheet of fire, the black lines of the outer boulevards. She caught a glimpse of Adèle, a pretty brunette who dined at their restaurant, and who was walking a few steps behind him, with her hands swinging as if she'd just dropped his arm, rather than pass before the bright light of the globes over the door in his company. When Gervaise awoke about 5 o'clock, stiff and sore, she burst into wild sobs, for Lantier had not come in. For the first time he had slept out. She sat on the edge of the bed, half shrouded in the canopy of faded chintz that hung from the arrow fastened to the ceiling by a string. Slowly, with her eyes suffused with tears, she looked around this miserable chambre garnie, whose furniture consisted of a chestnut bureau, of which one drawer was absent, 3 straw chairs and a greasy table, on which was a broken-handled pitcher. Another bedstead, an iron one, had been brought in for the children.